salmon. It's the best evolution can do.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, you got my attention with that opening, Ken. In what way do salmon have anything to do with evolution?
Well, while in Britain, I was approached by a TV host to appear on a special program. I was to defend the Bible's account of creation against three scholars hostile to creation. Now, one of these men opposing me was a scientist who's famous for writing a book that is said to be the updated version of Darwin's On the Origin of Species. Well, here I was, head-to-head with a leading evolutionary spokesperson. So I thought to myself, oh, well, here goes. I'll ask him a question and see what happens. So I asked, if you were to give the best evidence you could for evolution to the millions of people watching, what would you say? The scientist replied, well, in America, one species of salmon, over a few months, produced three different species of salmon. I was stunned for a moment, but then said, but sir, they're still salmon. You know, that's not an example of molecules to man evolution, but an example of speciation, the opposite of evolution. If salmon, producing salmon, is the best evolution can do, evolution's in big trouble.
We've discovered that evolution can be a huge stumbling block to people accepting the truths of the Bible, including the gospel message itself. Find out how when you read Ken Ham's new booklet on effective evangelism. You can get it by going to our website, answersradio.com. It's a free service of answersradio.com.